This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspect in the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs will appear in court this morning. CPR's Dan Boyce says Anderson Lee Aldrich has also been moved to the El Paso County Jail.
The 22-year-old Aldrich had been in the hospital after Club Q patrons injured him during the deadly shooting late Saturday night. The Colorado Springs Police Department tweeted Tuesday they had turned Aldrich over to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office at the jail on Tuesday. He's scheduled to appear in court at 11:30 Wednesday morning. Five people were killed and 19 injured in the attack. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A survivor of the Club Q shooting spoke in public for the first time Tuesday. Anthony, who's not sharing his last name, says he was injured by shrapnel and the two of his friends died in the attack. He had a message for the alleged shooter, who's now in custody.
Why don't you meet somebody and get to know their true heart before passing judgment? Because he really did harm a lot of pure, true hearts that I don't know if they'll be the same.
Anthony spoke at Centura Penrose Hospital and thanked an extremely quick response from first responders and hospital staff. He says he hopes to be home tomorrow for Thanksgiving. The state health department is reminding families that they may be due for a flu vaccination. CPR's John Daly says they're going out by text and emails.
They'll go to parents and guardians of children aged 6 months through 5 years old whose records show they may be due for their annual flu vaccine. Health officials are warning this flu season could be one of the most severe in years. 164 Coloradans have been hospitalized for the flu since the start of October. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver hosts its annual Light the Lights at the City and County Building tonight. It starts at 4:30 and features a performance by the Denver Municipal Band. Pueblo and Greeley are hosting holiday parades this weekend. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition. Here on CPR News.